This is the sound kids may least want to hear in the summer.
At this time,
the sound of summer vacations being interrupted by school. But if you look around Ashley Park K-8 on a summer afternoon, it doesn't really feel like school. Take Ortica Scott's aerospace and aviation class.
They took a glider and they actually built and designed and then they flew it. And now they're doing the DOT. And then now they're going to compare the two to see which one had more flight.
The class gets a ringing endorsement from fourth graders Simi Allen and Sean Kennard.
You learning, but you having fun at the same time.
It was pretty great and a lot of work and hard work.
And that's one of the big goals of the new summer school, according to Gary Huggins with the National Summer Learning Association.
Really creating an atmosphere that kids want to be a part of, and it's deepening a commitment to learning and advancing them academically and not just sort of remediation.
He says CMS is among 25 of the country's largest school districts that are trying out these summer programs. The district has long offered day camps geared to learning, but they come with a fee. The program offered at Ashley Park and a few other schools on the city's west side is free and designed to combat the summer learning slide. It happens to all kids, but studies show it's particularly noticeable with low-income students. As a CMS principal, Denise Watts saw how that played out. Many of her students spent the summer watching TV at home, forgetting what they learned during the school year.
It's just impossible because you spend the first half of every year reteaching what they lost before you can even start on what they need to learn. And so if you think about that over several years with kids who are already behind, they will never catch up.
2 years ago, she became the head of CMS's Project Lift Zone. Those are 9 struggling schools on the city's west side. 4 of those schools went to a year-round calendar. They start this week, as a matter of fact. Those that didn't, like Ashley Park, now offer a summer program run by a group out of Massachusetts called BEL, or Building Educated Learners for Life. About 800 students are enrolled. It's the district's first real step into offering a new model of summer school on such a large scale.
All week we're going to be reading about disaster. Okay, here's our magazine for this week, so I'm going to give you a couple minutes to preview it on your own, look through it, explore, look for our text features.
The mornings are filled with math and literacy classes like this one, and they do feel like school. Kids sit at desks, there are tests, and nearly all of their instructors are teachers here during the school year. Ashley Park's Dean of Students, Cheryl Laster, manages the school's program.
They're building on to their skills that they may not have grasped during the school year, as well as adding on to the skills that they need for this upcoming school year.
The afternoons are more freeform.
The key is relaxation.
Kids can choose classes like drumline, Ms. Scott's aerospace and aviation course, or aerobics and dance. Ashley Park only has room for about a third of its students to attend, so most kids are here because their teachers see they could use some extra help. Project Lift Schools offered the 6-week program for the first time last summer. Laster says she could see a difference, especially with the 8th graders.
They seem to have matured, and they seem to have grown up over the summer because we stress a lot to them that you're the leaders now. I've noticed a change in that, as well as their academics, because most of them, they did improve grade-wise, and we use them as tutors for the younger kids throughout the school year.
A 2006 study found students participating in the BEL summer program experienced no summer slide. In fact, they gained 1 month of learning by the time school started. Summer school like this can be expensive for districts. The program costs about $1.3 million. Project Lift is responsible for roughly 2/3 of that. BEL covers the rest. It cost 8th grader DeMontre Harris nothing but a summer playing video games. He thought he'd mind that last year.
I was like, oh, no, I don't want to go to no summer program because like, it's going to get in the way of my summer.
But that's when he thought he knew what summer school was all about. This year, he signed up right away. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.